Well, when it comes to American industries that have been hit hardest over the years, the textile industry might be at the top of that list. Because of automation and cheap overseas labor, a lot of people over the years have pronounced the American textile industry as being dead or close to it.
But our next guest points out that in 2012, the U.S. textile industry actually generated $54 billion in shipments and employed about nearly a quarter of a million people, and businesses on the upswing, especially in southern states. But why?
Joining us now is Marcia Mercer. She's a journalist and columnist who writes about national affairs and politics. She recently explored the rebound of the U.S. textile industry for Stateline, the daily news service of the Pew Charitable Trusts. Marcia, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, as we said, people have been writing off the textile industry for a long time, but we're seeing some strong numbers. What's behind this?
Well, there's several things. I think the South especially has been a good place for textiles for a long time, and since they lost a lot of their plants, they've been trying to find ways to recruit other companies to come in. And the surprising thing is that they have been able to bring in a lot of foreign mills now are starting to look at the United States to come to open and expand plants.
And is the foreign competition, the cheap labor overseas, not as competitive as it used to be?
Well, that's part of it. I think especially wages have gone up in China, so we actually are seeing some Chinese companies coming to the United States. But it's also that the United States has a lot better utilities. They have more reliable transportation. Those kinds of infrastructure things are become actually pretty helpful for these companies.
Someone in your piece refers to the movie Norma Rae and the textile industry jobs being very low paying, often very low skilled jobs, at least when you start. What do the jobs look like now in these new textile factories?
Well, they're totally different. I mean, the textile jobs are different. The plants are totally different. They're very high tech. And one of the people I talked to said Norma Rae would have trouble getting a job unless she wanted to sit at a computer and program the robots. I mean, it's really that different. And the plants are not dirty the way they were. They're very, very sparkly. And so the jobs pay much better. I think the average, now they don't pay as well as all manufacturing jobs, but the textile average wage in 2012 is about $37,900 compared with about $60,500 for all manufacturing jobs. They're a lot higher, though, than they were. They used to be pretty minimal paying jobs, and now the skills do attract higher wages, too.
What kind of skill levels are we talking about? A lot of places are looking for jobs to replace those manufacturing jobs where maybe someone with a high school education could get that job. Is that the case for this comeback in the textile industry?
Not so much. I mean, well, you would need at least a high school education, and probably there are a lot of community colleges now that have training programs, and there are other training programs that would help you with the kinds of technology you would need to have. So it wouldn't be just in the old days, yes, you could go. And in fact, sometimes didn't even have to finish high school. You could have a very good career in the mill, and you could raise a family, and it was terrific. But that's just not the case anymore. So you've got to have more education and more just a more rounded, I think, education than you had before.
People have complained that it's tough to find things like T-shirts or other clothing made in the USA. What kind of products are being made in the USA at these mills? Are we talking clothing or what kind of textiles?
Well, they make a lot of things. I mean, you're right about this. Made in the USA is one of the reasons why more things are being made in the USA. I mean, people want to see that label. And Walmart, for example, has agreed to buy a lot of American products over the next 10 years. And one of the things they're buying is American towels and washcloths. So that's, the people are also buying, they want the T-shirts. Some of the T-shirts are being made here again. And some things are, there are a lot of things that you wouldn't even think of, household products, diapers, facial wipes, the Swiffer, the mop, these kinds of things now they're non-wovens. They're not the traditional. The non-wovens are things that are more like felt. They're fiber-based products that are compressed or heated or tangled. That's a huge new area for textiles.
Things like Swiffer are a household name. How about the companies that are opening these factories? Are they companies we've heard of?
Well, no. I don't think so. Some of them have not been in the United States before. So they are a Chinese company is coming. They're coming from all over, but there's the one Chinese company is going into Lancaster County, South Carolina, and they're gonna be making yarn, you know. So it's not some of this stuff is very not as household. You wouldn't see it in your house, but it'll be made into other products.
This is such a reversal of the trend. It seemed like textiles was one of the leading industries when it came to moving jobs to other countries. Is this a sign that other industries, you think, might follow suit?
Well, certainly we've already seen a lot of auto manufacturing move to this country. You know, of course, you'd see the foreign automakers in the South. And that's one of the reasons, I think, why the textiles have come back, because they're doing a lot of upholstery and other kinds of manufacturing for these car makers. But yeah, I think especially now that some of these communities have recruited these companies, and they're going to try to get more. So yeah, I think we'll see other kinds of industries coming, one would hope, into this area.
Marcia, thanks a lot for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks. It was fun.
That was journalist and columnist Marcia Mercer. She joined with us to talk about a comeback in the United States textile industry.